You are listening to Homecoming to Self, The Journey, a space for alignment, for authenticity, and for living in harmony with your soul's purpose. I am your host, Sylvia Morrison, transformation coach, humanitarian, and a passionate believer in the power of coming home to self. Here we explore conversations and teachings that awaken clarity, invite courage, and deepen belonging. So let's breathe, let's align, and together, let's come home. Before we begin, I invite you to take a moment, a breath, a gentle return. Let your shoulders soften and let your breath deepen. Let your spirit settle. Settle into the present moment. You are safe here. You are welcome here because you belong here. Welcome, beautiful soul, to Homecoming to Self, The Journey, a sacred space where inner healing meets purpose, service, and soul-aligned leadership. I am so delighted to be your host and a fellow traveler on this journey. I am committed to living on purpose with courage and compassion while helping others like you, to do the same. This is episode number 10. Thank you for joining me today. As we gather in this shared moment, I honor the version of you who said yes to this journey, the version of you who is ready for more truth, alignment, peace, purpose. The version of you that is rising even quietly into a life that finally feels like home. So let's just breathe together. Inhale clarity and exhale anything that is ready to be released. Inhale your truth and exhale the pressure to be anything other than who you are. Inhale wholeness and exhale the old stories that no longer fit in your life. Here in this space, you are invited to remember you were never lost. You are always on your way home. And this podcast is an offering to your soul, to your becoming. Each episode is a doorway, a moment to reflect, recalibrate, and rise. A moment to listen to the wisdom within you. A moment to come home to yourself. So as we begin, place your hand over your heart, if that feels right for you. And just feel your breath. Feel your presence. Feel your readiness. This is your time. This is your journey. This is your homecoming. So let your body settle and just notice what's here for you today. No fixing, no rushing, just presence. There's something I want to speak about today. But as you listen, I'd like you to hear this with your full presence. Why are you still feeling stuck, even though you know there is more? And I feel that this is a question that you are sometimes asking yourself. And so I'm asking it with you, with the hope that as we explore this together with curiosity, the answer will emerge to you. If you've been listening to the past few episodes, today I want to help you experience clarity, truth, activation. You may have felt something awaken in you, a sense that there's more, a knowing that something is calling you forward, and yet you may still feel that you are exactly where you were. If that's you, I want you to know this. You're not alone. There is something that I see often. Women who are thinking deeply, reflecting honestly, becoming more aware, and still not moving. Not because they don't care. Not because they're not capable, but because they're caught in a pattern of overthinking instead of acting. We think about the idea. You turn it over, then analyze it, and you ask, does this make sense? Is this the right time? What will people think? Should I wait a little longer? And then you pause. You pause, or you reach out for validation. And then you ask someone. You ask them, what do you think about this? And depending on their response, you either move or you stop. And sometimes you start, you take a step, and then you stop again. How do I know this? This was me. And sometimes, even now, this happens to me. The only difference is that now I can see it earlier, and I know how to move through quicker. So if you recognize yourself in this, and you're probably thinking, I don't know what's the matter with me. I don't know what's wrong with me. I want you to hear this from me. And I have been doing this work with many women in my coaching practice, in large and small audiences and retreats, in various forms. There is nothing wrong with you. Nothing. This pattern didn't come from nowhere. You learned to be careful. You learned to be responsible. You learned to think things through. Yes. For those of us who move when our intuition speaks, we are called impulsive. And so you sometimes think that the responsible, careful thing to do is to think things through. But what once protected you now has you feeling stuck. I know this pattern intimately. I'll tell you a story. For years, I had a desire, a beautiful dream, really, to visit this historic Machu Picchu. You may have heard of probably have even visited Machu Picchu. I first felt this as a teenager when I first read something about Machu Picchu. And then life happened. Education, career, marriage, family. And then that desire just stayed quietly in the background. In fact, I even forgot about it. Until one day in my mid-40s, I mentioned it in a conversation with one of my coaches. And she asked me a simple question. When will you do it, Sylvia? And immediately, I had all the reasons. The money, too much to spend on one trip for myself. The time, maybe it had passed already. Too late now. My family was another reason. Would it even make sense to them that I would want to spend so much money on myself? One trip, weeks away, climbing a mountain? And then she asked me another question. This time, she asked me, do you think you love yourself enough? That question honestly upset me. Oh, I could feel my righteous indignation. I didn't respond. No, I was so triggered, I went quiet for the rest of the session. But that question didn't go quiet. Even for days after the session, it was still with me. I thought about it. I worked on my own anger, my irritation, my pissed offness. And I pondered the question. And something shifted. By the time we met again, 2 weeks later, I had booked the trip. Yes. I had booked the trip to Machu Picchu, not because I suddenly had more clarity, not because all my questions were answered, but because something in me shifted. Yes, and here is what I know to be true. Women don't need more clarity. I knew exactly that I wanted to visit Machu Picchu. I didn't know what it would do for me. And in fact, I wasn't looking for it to do anything for me. It was a deep desire, a dream. So you don't need more clarity. You don't need more reasons to do it. What you need is more embodied action. And what happened to me when my coach asked me this question, it caused me, as triggered as I was, to drop into my body. I dropped into my body. I could feel the irritation. I could feel the rage. And in being curious about it, I realized that my irritation and my being pissed off was not just about her or the question, but some of it was with myself. It had been years that I had that desire in my heart, and I had been doing so much for everyone else, including people I had never met. Children all over different parts of Africa. Communities that I knew no one in. It was easy for me to share with them. But for myself, no. Was she right in asking the question? Thank God she did. What we need is movement, taking embodied action. Clarity is not what creates movement. Movement is what creates clarity. So after I booked the trip for Machu Picchu, I realized you don't need to think your way into alignment. You move your way into it. I moved. She got me moving without telling me to move. She just asked me two questions, and that got me moving. They were deeply triggering, and they got me moving. So let me offer you this gentle truth. Just because you don't see the full path doesn't mean you're not being called. And you might be thinking right now, were you called to a mountain? What was that about? There's a lot more detail I could share. You see, the things that we are being called to along the journey is not the full path of the journey. But each action that we take along the way as we're being guided take us closer to the next step. Machu Picchu broke me open, caused a certain kind of expansion in me that no one, no book, no story, not any one person could have caused for me. No live event, not another session with my coach. But that trip that was called a challenge got me into another place, a larger, more expanded place on my journey. Did she know it was going to happen? No, she didn't. But she asked me the question that got me curious. And so you are being called. You have a desire to do something that might seem like it has nothing to do with the full path of your journey. Take the step. What if the reason you feel stuck is not because you don't know what to do, but because you've been waiting to feel ready before you move? What if readiness is not a requirement? What if willingness is enough? Are you willing? Are you willing? I want to invite you into something simple. One small step. One small action. Write one idea down after you've listened to this episode. Just one. Write one idea. Not 10 ideas. Not a full plan of what you're going to do. Just one idea that has been on your heart. And then I'd like you to tell one person that you're going to do this. This person could be a friend, someone you trust, or even me. You could just tell me. Not for approval, no. But as an act of commitment. I'd love to hear from you. This is the shift that I support women through every day. Moving from thinking into grounded, aligned action. Not rushed, not forced, but real. Real actions that move the needle forward, that moves you on your journey forward. So I want to thank you for being here with me. I know that you will take one small action. And I thank you for being willing to look honestly at where you are right now, because that alone is powerful. Thank you. for being with me. I'm Sylvia Morrison, and this is Homecoming to Self, The Journey. And as we end this episode, remember to stay open, stay grounded, and take one step, just one step for now. Thank you. Thank you for being here with me on Homecoming to Self, The Journey. If something you heard stirred your heart and reminded you of a deeper truth, I would love for you to continue the journey with us. So I invite you to join My Sister's Circle, a private Facebook community for midlife women. This is a sacred space in which we slow down, reconnect, and rebuild confidence in community. Until we meet again, keep moving forward, and remember, your soul already knows the way.